Hello and welcome to this week's edition of The Organist on Cause. My name's Damon Cox and tonight, well, we don't have one star organist, but many. This whole lockdown malarca's got me looking back through my archive and at the amount of material that's been especially recorded on this week's show. Now, I'm conscious in the last few star organist slots we've had archive material, but we've had quite a lot of that recently, not that that's a bad thing. So I thought that for the next two star organist slots, I'll look back through my archive and pick out tracks which I have fond memories of or that I just enjoy. There's no particular reason for them apart from that. For the first track, we have to travel all the way back to 2014 and to the very first specially recorded show that wasn't excerpts from a live concert. This was when I made my one and only very privileged trip to Tonawanda. That's Tonawanda in Chorleywood, and the home of Len Rawl. I think the phrase walking on hallowed ground is very appropriate, and I have very fond and vibrant memories of hearing that organ in the flesh in Len's house, and boy, what a sound it was. We had a great fun recording and interviewing Len, so let's hear one of those tracks from that session. Two numbers associated with Duke Ellington, Don't Get Around Much Anymore, and I'm Beginning to See the Light.
Thank you.
Len Rawl at his home Wurlitzer, the ex-Empire Leicester Square Wurlitzer, with those two numbers by Duke Ellington. Now, it took me a year later before I started hurling around up and down the country, recording varying concerts at all sorts of far-flung locations. And the really great advantage was when I moved to London, but just before then, I made my first visits to the Town Hall in Ossett. I'd always been such a fan of this Compton Christie with its rich, fruity sound, and it did not disappoint. And the first time I heard that instrument was in the capable hands of David Lobban, and I recorded the concert for use on the programme, and this is one that, although didn't make the original cut, I believe got used a couple of months later for another special show. Nonetheless, it's the beautiful Richard Rodgers ballad, My Romance.
Thank you.
David Lobban, My Romance at the Ossett Town Hall, Compton Christie, and what a wonderful sound it is. The next two tracks are taken from recording sessions where not only have I enjoyed the company of the organ and the organist, but I've also had the opportunity to stay overnight, which is sometimes very much welcome. For the first track, we travel down to the Congregational Church in Beer and Trevor Bolshaw at the console with one of those infectious little novelties called Punch and Judy Polka. Believe you me, you'll have trouble shifting that one out of your head. And straight after that, we go to another seaside resort, this time to Towyn and the Noy Pendra, not to hear the Wurlitzer, but to hear the Hammond, and who else than Keith Beckingham. He's going to play Without a Song, with a slightly modern twist at the end. But first, Trevor Bolshaw at Spear and the Punch and Judy Polka. Thank you. the Punch and Judy polka and Without a Song, Trevor Bolshaw on the Wurlitzer at Beer and Keith Beckingham on the Hammond at Towin. Now, I don't mind spending 6 hours of a Sunday on a train going to hear an organ, especially when the organ is one that's worth going to hear. And there's plenty of them about the country. However, one that I hold a soft spot for is the Victoria Hall in Saltaire, an organ that is ever improving. One of my first visits to the instrument was to hear Nicholas Martin live in concert, and again, the concert was recorded, and this track was on the original programme. However, I think it's fantastic, as Nick transports us back to the glitzy glam era of the 1960s. And the songs in this selection are predominantly associated with either the Beatles or Russ Conway, two prominent music groups and icons of that decade. So here we go with Side Saddle, Here, There and Everywhere, Help, A Hard Day's Night, Yesterday, China Tea, Roulette, and Enjoy Yourself, It's Later Than You Think.
Thank you.
Nicholas Martin at the Victoria Hall in Saltaire with that selection of 1960s hits, Side Saddle, Here, There and Everywhere, Help, A Hard Day's Night, Yesterday, China Tea, Roulette, and Enjoy Yourself, It's Later Than You Think. And it is later than I think, because sadly that's where this week's show must end. Well, I do hope that you've enjoyed my own sort of personal recounts of some of the hours and hours of material that I've recorded, especially for you on this programme, and that you'll be able to tune in next Thursday when John Leeming is at the microphone and he's focusing on Christie organs. So be sure to tune in for that. And from me, Damon Cox, sending you all the best, all the time. Take care.